Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To London, to Vicky Barker of CBS News, to observe the London headlines following the parliamentary debate at length about the tragedy in Kabul and what we know is fog of war. So I go to the headlines in London because all of Europe is responding to what is seen as an American retreat, but also a NATO retreat integrated with the United Kingdom's armed forces. Again and again, 457 was the number used in the parlementary debate of lost lives over the last 20 years in Afghanistan. But the whole picture for London is that this is the fourth Anglo-Afghan war, ending in defeat and retreat by the British forces and their allies. The headline in the Times, Taliban takeover could lead to surge in terrorism plots. This is Ben Wallace, the defense secretary. A headline in the Times, Rob, meaning Dominic Rob, the foreign secretary, quote, won't resign over failure to make call to save Afghan interpreters. The headline in the Telegraph, London Telegraph, Taliban step up search for Afghans who worked with UK and US forces. Confidential UN report reveals fighters are going door to door. Vicky, a very good day to you. This is fog of war. So I first want to know about the Boris Johnson government, the secretary is now charged with evacuating British nationals and those who've worked with Britain. The headline suggests that there's doubt about how they're handling the affair. How is it being presented to the United Kingdom, given that this is a dominant conservative parliament and that the voices raised here are aware of the fact that Mr. Johnson's government has to do a lot of explaining? Good day to you, Vicky.
Good day, John. Well, let's get to the parliament in a bit, because, boy, that was talk about the fog of war, talk about pyrotechnics in the parliament. But as to what Defense Secretary Ben Wallace has been saying, he's been trying to justify the volume of evacuations that Britain's been taking part in, because there have been charges that British transport planes have been returning from Kabul almost empty. And what he is saying is that 7 to 10 RAF planes are taking off every day, with at least 138, he says, due on each flight out, and something like 900 people have been airlifted out of Kabul in recent days. Now, most of those will be British nationals of Afghan or, you know, English extraction, but he does say that they also include Afghans who had worked for the U.S. diplomats or the U.K. diplomats or the U.K. military.
And the story about Ben Wallace includes the fact that he has been doing a deal of the presentation of what is happening, including a very emotional response in the early hours. Now he has gathered his forces and he's looking to give more and more clarity. But Dominic Raab is the foreign secretary who's been outspoken in opposition to China, outspoken in opposition to the medieval nature of the Taliban. But I suddenly see that he's in something of what you'd have to say is doubts because of his hesitation. Or is that going to blow away, Vicky? Is this too large a story for any one man to take responsibility?
Outspoken. He was out to lunch. This is the problem. He was on holiday last weekend, late last week, when his own aides back in London suggested to him that he should approach his Afghan counterpart to intercede to make it easier for Afghan interpreters who had worked for the UK to leave, to make it easier for them to get their visas, to get their exit visas, to get out. And instead, he delegated it to a much lower ranking official. And because this was not a like-for-like diplomatic exchange between two equals. There was an apparently fatal delay in that contact being made. Now, it must be said that Ben Wallace, who apparently in private has been critical of some of how the UK government has been handling the whole Afghanistan thing, he actually came to Dominic Raab's defense saying, frankly, by Friday, you know, it would have been like a snow cone melting in Hades, you know, at this point. There basically was no Afghan government left. There wouldn't have been any point in making that phone call. But the fact that he was sitting in a hotel on Crete, I believe, delegating this phone call as Kabul was about to fall, the optics aren't great. And needless to say, the opposition has been, you know, hammering for him to resign, something he is refusing to do.
The parliamentary debate, I witnessed 4 hours of it, and the pieces that I saw, there did not seem to be separation between the two parties, the opposition and the conservatives, about the shock and astonishment of the U.S.'s conduct. It was more difficult for me to see partisan advantage. I'm sure it's there. I believe the major concern of the opposition, Keir Starmer's Labour, is that they want an inquiry. And as of yet, I'm not sure that the government will go forward. What is the status of an inquiry, Vicky?
I don't think anybody's really talking about that in active terms right now, partly because I think the main focus is on figuring out how to deal with the shambles of the UK withdrawal from Afghanistan, which Boris Johnson made plain on the floor of Parliament, as he has, as British defense chiefs have before. The UK withdrawal had to happen as soon as the US announced it was withdrawing. And the other NATO allies relied on the U.S. for that Bagram air base, relied on the U.S. for, you know, all of these materiel. But yes, the pyrotechnics on the floor of Parliament were extraordinary. And you're right. Any partisan divisions were porous. Indeed, you had 11 former cabinet ministers expressing their anger at Boris Johnson, at the government, more than 30 Tory MPs, you know, lawmakers from Boris Johnson's own Conservative Party spoke against the government, only a handful voiced support for its actions. And yes, if you are a fan of rhetoric and articulate speech, do try and listen to and watch some of those speeches, in particular from the Conservative MP Tom Tugendhat, a man who served in Afghanistan, who in fact attempted to deliver life-saving CPR to a British policeman who was injured outside Parliament in a terror attack a few years ago, and referring to President Biden's claim that the Afghan military hadn't had the stomach to fight for their country. Tugendhat, who fought alongside Afghans, said, "To see their commander-in-chief call into question the courage of men I fought with to claim that they ran is shameful. Those who have not fought for the colors they fly should be careful about criticizing those who have."
You consume the London and UK media at this point, the television that I cannot see. You're ahead of me in the day, and also the radio. Is there a consensus yet about this, or is the country still sorting through the facts, given that we don't have any clarity from Kabul? We have about 30 seconds.
I think everybody is still absorbing the shock of the speed at which Afghanistan fell to the Taliban, and everybody is reeling from the emotional impact of what is going to happen to all those women, all those girls who've had their hopes raised for 20 years and are probably going to see them dashed. I think the more cold-eyed analysis will follow later.
Yes, and the evacuation continues. Vicky Barker is CBS News in London. I join with Vicky and say I recommend the video of the parliamentary debate. It is a protocol that we in the United States do not have, because we have a presidentialism system with two major parties and the executive. However, the ability of men and women to speak on their feet from notes that they hold in their hands is impressive. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new- new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.